The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. It's Friday, news listeners, and it's time to get today's edition of The News Show started. It is the 8th of November, 2019. We've got the best technology news that's been happening, and it's coming for you right now in about 5 minutes. We're going to start off today with Facebook, and you know where this is going. Yes, there's been thousands of pages of internal Facebook documents that have basically shed light on how the company profited from user data. The documents, which are about 4,000 pages, by the way, basically show the inner workings of Facebook and pretty much just how they didn't really care about how your data was really used. Some of its highlights include Facebook actually wielding its control over user data to hobble rivals, say, like YouTube, Twitter, and even Amazon. And not only on top of this, Facebook actually considered charging companies to access your data. Now, none of this, I'm sure, yes, comes as a surprise. In fact, we actually got some highlights of this when the British Parliament actually made some of these public. But now the whole scope of the story is coming in focus, which might mean we might see Zuck in more courtrooms in the future. Speaking of Facebook, here's one of their properties, WhatsApp by Facebook. Now you get a little bit more control now with WhatsApp. Control for what? Well, a lot of spam and misinformation. So WhatsApp has announced a new privacy control feature that will actually let you control who you can add to groups. This is the WhatsApp Groups Privacy Control feature and is now rolling out to WhatsApp users all over the globe. Now, of course, you gotta access this new feature, which you might want to get a pen out right now and jot this down. Just go to Settings, Account, Privacy, Groups, and there you'll select one of these options: My Contacts Exempt, My Contacts, or Everybody. The official statement from WhatsApp by Facebook mentioned that WhatsApp groups continue to connect families, friends, and coworkers around the world. And as people turn to groups for important conversations, users have asked for more control over their experience. It's also called damage control by Facebook. It's starting to kind of look like that if you're an earbuds person, you're also a fitness person. In my case, that's definitely not true. Nonetheless, though, the features are starting to be there. In fact, Amazon's Echo Buds, they might actually get fitness tracking pretty soon. At least according to the folks over at CNBC. Seems they've spotted a new fitness tab in the Echo Buds section of the Alexa app. And even though Amazon's yet to say anything about this, being the fact that it's in the app, it sure looks like it's probably coming. In fact, CNBC actually said they managed to successfully start a few workouts, ones where the Echo Buds appear to be tracking their steps. Now, of course, no word if we'll ever see this coming, but do remember those Echo Buds did advertise as exercise ready. So, you never know. And finally, one of those people that just need your privacy, but unfortunately it's a little hard to get it. You know, like when you want to watch that great movie or TV series and binge watch it. Well, if you're that kind of person, HBO has got something for you. And we're talking old tech here. How old? Cardboard box old. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Get ready for the HBO box. And essentially, it's just a big cardboard box. It's a big black cardboard box and says HBO on it, but it's still basically a cardboard box. Now, don't worry, there's actually air holes for the thing. And there's also cutouts to stick your legs through it at the end. You getting the idea here? Yeah, it's kind of like a fort we used to do when we were kids. No word yet if there's any pricing or if they're actually going to do that or if this is just a promotion. Regardless, though, the adult in me says, what the hell? The five-year-old in me says, though, where the hell can I get this? Got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find us at our official website at britishtechnetwork.com. That is, of course, powered by those lovely folks over at TSO Host. Keeping our website up and running so you can get all this lovely content for the British Tech Network. They do a fantastic job of it, and we think they'll do a fantastic job for you, too. Looking for great, reliable web hosting with excellent customer service? Check them out today at tsohost.com. You can find us on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. You can also follow us, too, on Twitter at British Tech. And you can come join our BTN community over at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, get funky. It is Friday. Have a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.